You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and it's great to be back with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Sorry I wasn't around yesterday, but it was a fruitful day. I can tell you that much. Right, it is Friday. What do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is Friday. It is the 4th of August. And take a look at the birthday for today. For those of you that have lots of money, Louis Vuitton was born on this day. The year was 1821. Of course, a French businessman who was the founder of the Louis Vuitton brand of leather goods. Now, prior to this, he had been appointed as a trunk maker to Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III.
Come on, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the
There we go, a little bit of sugar starting your morning off this morning. Yes, that is Sugar Ray. And every morning. Well, I was going to say I'm with you every morning, but I wasn't yesterday, was I? Never mind. Right, it is, let me see, time-wise, we're just 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is a Friday, so it's mainly music this morning. We will be checking in with Ingrid, of course, for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Yasmin will no doubt have some of the things that we can be doing over the next few days with our what, where, and when. And with a bit of luck, we find a couple of people born on this day in music. Well, throw them in as well.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
In the corner of the father stands a jukebox with the best of country music, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter and my friends around to help me ease the pain. Till some button pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just missing you again. Please, mister, please don't play B-17. It was our song, it was his song, but it's over. Please, mister, please, if you know what I mean, I don't ever want to hear that song again. If I had a dime for every time I held you, though you're far away, you've been so close to me, I could swear I'd be the richest girl in Nashville, maybe even in the state of Tennessee. But I guess I better get myself together, 'cause when you left, you didn't leave too much behind. Just a note that said, I'm sorry, by your picture, and a song that's weighing heavy on my mind. Please, mister, please don't play B-17. It was our song, it was his song, but it's over. Please, mister, please, if you know what I mean, I don't ever want to hear that song again.
There we go. Yes, God bless. There goes Ollie N.J., Olivia Newton-John, and Please, Mr. Please. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 14 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. A couple of good mornings, just quickly. I'll come back to you guys in a little bit. Good morning to Mary Lou and also to Renee. Renee apparently managed to survive her power cut. More about that in a little bit. As for right now, though, I think it's about time we got you spruced up for the weekend, don't you? Smelling nice, especially if you're going to be using the metro or the bus. Make sure you smell nice, okay? Very important. What have I got for you in the shower this morning? Just take a chance on me.
Did you change your mind on the first in line? Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
can never go wrong with ABBA, can you? Take a Chance on Me. And that brought us to 18 and a half minutes after 7. Time to, there you go, get yourself out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going to be going today. I hope you're going to have an absolutely amazing Friday. Always cheerful, aren't we, on Fridays? Always nice. Then we've got 2 days to look forward to. The weekend comes round every week. Perhaps I should have an extra day off during the week. No, it helps a lot, you know. As I say, yesterday, very successful day yesterday. Indeed, When Smokey Sings from ABC. We are 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. And so, good morning this morning. Got a request here from Renee. Take a look at that in a second. Where was I yesterday? A couple of people saying, what happened? Where were you? Were you okay? Yes, But I wasn't going to miss yesterday because in February I applied for a visa for the United States. And I hasten to add that was February of 2022 and my appointment was 3rd of August of 2023. So anyway, I went along yesterday. I tell you what, the number of people there is absolutely amazing. You know, first thing you realize, because, oh yeah, I've got plenty of time, it's 10 to 9. I just, yes, right. The queue of people going through the entrance to get into the embassy compound almost went back to the main road. So that took a while. They check everything there. They check you, make sure you've got your appointment, that it is correct. They've got a list of all the appointments. They check that you've got your DS-160, which is the form that basically is a layout, I guess, of what your visa might be with a photograph. And then you go up, you've got to go through security, then you go in and you go through all the different bits and pieces. But I just want to say a big thank you to all the boys and girls there at the embassy, because they have to deal with that every day. They have my sympathy. So anyway, it all ended up well, and I got everything checked out, and I had my interview, and that was all very good. And now I've just got to sit back and wait for my visa for the United States. But a big thank you to everybody there, because they've obviously got to have a lot of patience, both the people that are attending and also the people that are waiting. So unfortunately, you can't take any camping gear with you. They won't let you go in with that. But again, big thank you to everybody there at the embassy, and thanks for letting me in. Right, let me just get back to Renee, because remember she was going to have a power outage. They came round to her and she said, this is from yesterday, she says, good morning, survived the temporary power cut by going to the farmer's market. Now that's a good idea. She said, I read an interesting tidbit this morning about National Greek Cheesecake Day, which was July the 30th. And World of Food of Known. So there we are. I'll take a look at that in a little bit and come back to it. Because she sent me the link to the article, and you asked if I could play a piece of music for you. As always, of course I can. Bonnie Raitt, Something to Talk About.
You won't believe it. They think we're loving.
There we go for Renee this morning, Bonnie Raitt, and something to talk about.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Annalbrook Car Service Express.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we are 29 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news this morning and also a couple of stories in the business world as well. A Russian warship was seriously damaged. This was in an overnight Ukrainian naval drone attack on Russia's Black Sea Navy base near Novorossiysk. Two sources said on Friday, after Russia said that it had fended off the attack. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement before resuming normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, which operates an oil terminal there. Russia's defense ministry said in a short statement that the Ukrainian attack by two sea drones had been repelled in the waters outside the base and that the drones had been destroyed. It made no mention of any damage. The Ukrainian intelligence source said that the Olenigorsky Gorniak, a Russian Navy landing ship, had suffered a serious breach and could not conduct combat missions following a joint operation by the Ukrainian Navy and the SBU intelligence service. President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday decried revolting practices exposed during an audit of Ukraine's military recruitment centers and pledged to fix the system by placing in charge people who understood the meaning of war. The probe of recruitment offices is part of a long-running campaign to root out corruption, a critical issue as Ukraine presses a campaign to join NATO and the European Union. Zelensky said that all the findings of the investigation would be made public and subject to criminal proceedings. The Supreme Court of India on Friday suspended opposition Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi's conviction in a defamation case, enabling him to return to Parliament and contest national elections due next year. Gandhi was convicted in March in a case brought by a lawmaker from the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, in the western state of Gujarat, over the comments he made in 2019 deemed insulting to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other people surnamed Modi, including the lawmaker. Two US Navy sailors have been arrested on charges of handing over sensitive national security material to China, according to US officials yesterday. Petty Officer Wenheng Zhao, 26, was charged with conspiracy and bribe-taking in connection with taking nearly $15,000 in exchange for photographs and videos of sensitive U.S. military information, the officials have reported. The U.S. Navy sailor Jin Chao Wei, whose age was not disclosed, was charged with conspiring to send national defense information to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. Assistant Attorney General Matt Olson told reporters in San Diego that because of the men's actions, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China. West Africa's regional bloc was to determine on Friday a potential intervention to overturn Niger's coup after a mediation mission apparently failed ahead of a weekend deadline in a crisis closely watched by global superpowers. The Economic Community of West African States has taken a hard stance on last week's toppling of President Mohamed Bazoum, the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020. And we've made it into the news. The International Business News this morning, the Panama Canal expects its revenue to shrink by about $200 million in its next fiscal year due to crossing restrictions meant to save water as a consequence of an unprecedented drought, its administrator announced on Thursday. The projected losses come as the transoceanic waterway, key to moving hundreds of billions of dollars in global trade each year, expects its daily average for cargo ship crossings to slide by about 16%. Hyundai Motor and Kia said on Thursday that they are recalling more than 91,000 newer vehicles in the US because of fire risks and urged owners to park outside and away from structures pending repairs to the cars. The recall covers Hyundai's 2324 Palisade, 23 Tuscan, Sonata, Elantra, and Kona vehicles, and 2023-2024 Seltos, and 2023 Kia Soul Sportage vehicles as well. And about 52,000 Hyundai vehicles and nearly 40,000 Kia vehicles are covered under the recall. The Korean automakers said that electronic controllers for the idle stop and go oil pump assembly may contain damaged electrical components that can cause the pump to overheat. Apple on Thursday forecast that sales slump would continue into the current quarter, sending shares down despite beating Wall Street sales and profit targets in the fiscal third quarter. Apple shares dropped about 2% after the company predicted what could be the fourth quarter in a row of declining sales. Now, for the just ended period, strength in the services drove the profit beat, but weaker than expected sales of Apple's most famous device, the iPhone, underwhelmed investors. If you think you're going on a cruise, don't think for too long. Cruise vacations in the past year have emerged as a popular option among consumers in search of cheaper ways to travel, but US cruise companies are signaling that itineraries will get costlier in the coming months. After discounting aggressively following years of COVID-era testing requirements and restrictions, cruise operators such as Royal Caribbean Cruises and Carnival are looking to raise prices as occupancy levels approach pre-pandemic levels. European stocks indices fell on Friday, while the dollar headed for a third weekly gain as investors assessed US economic data that largely showed a resilient labor market ahead of all important monthly jobs report. The MSCI World Index was flat on the day at 11:23 GMT and headed for its biggest weekly drop in 5 months, thanks in part to a surge in government bond yields this week after more data pointed to slowing inflation and the prospects of a deluge of US Treasury supply. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index sat edged up 0.1% after shedding about 3% in the past three sessions, and Wall Street futures also rose as a strong forecast from Amazon.com Inc. outweighed a downbeat sales outlook from iPhone maker Apple. Oil prices, they were on track for a sixth week of gains after Saudi Arabia and Russia, the world's second and third largest crude producers, pledged to cut output through September. Brent crude futures for October rose 31 cents to $85.45 a barrel by 10:59 this morning, GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate crude for September went up 32 cents to $81.87. And that's it then. There's some of the international news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Nothing to dance in the streets about, really. Yes, dancing out there in the street. That is a great combination. David Bowie together with Mick Jagger on that one. Let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. And she said she sent me a picture of a teddy bear. It says, time to do the Friday dance. Well, there you are. Hope that got you off in the right direction. You did ask, though, if we could play this for you this morning. It's Mojamala from Klez. You are keeping the time. We're 17 minutes right now. That's away from the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Daleko, predaleko, nemam vremena, moja mala.
Yamala, that is what it's called. It comes from Knez, just spelled K-N-E-Z, a Montenegrin singer. He's based, though, in Belgrade, in Serbia, and best known for his 1994 hit, Have You Ever Loved Me? And he rose to fame in the 1990s as a dance pop singer. And he also represented, by the way, Montenegro in a Eurovision Song Contest in, 2015, with a song called Adio, finishing 13th. Out of 27, and the best result Montenegro's ever achieved at the contest. So there you go. Right, take a deep breath and relax for a little while. 98 degrees, and this is called Because of You.
I'm losing my mind when you're
yes, the 98 degrees, and because of you. I like my little note just in from Mary Lou. She was dancing while she was waiting for her order at McDonald's. I mean, that must have amused everybody. Good morning to Ed Versailles. Good morning to you, Ed. He says, good morning, everyone. Glad to hear everything's well. Today I'm feeling extra country going into the weekend. I would love to listen to Hunting, Fishing and Loving Every Day by Luke Bryan.
Jerry D.
ago, Motown together with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and an old Four Tops song. Well, it's still a good one. And that's Reach Out, I'll Be There. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's time for us to take a look at some of the local news here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Let's go.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Better after that. We had Aerosmith and Crying, and after that Van Halen and I Can't Stop Loving You. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming down, yeah, just a few seconds away from 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Well, what do we do on Fridays at around about this time of the day? We have our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, don't we? So let's see if we can find Ingrid. I think she's hiding over there. Hold on.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Freaky. It is Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I know you missed Jerry and I and everybody yesterday. Yaz, I know I missed you. Jerry, I hope you got everything all taken care of and that you're back to work with both of your hands where they belong. on the keyboard. Anyways, well, today's topic is something we've all found very interesting. We don't know a lot about it, but we all are very popular and happy about it. It's friction. Yeah. 9 interesting facts about friction your teacher won't tell you. Let's get started. You know, if you're a science student, then you must have studied a lot about friction. But here are some interesting facts that you may not have been taught in school. Have you ever wondered why you don't slide easily across the cement in your shoes and smoothly slide on a wooden floor, even in socks? The answer is friction. Yeah, it's a powerful force that acts between two things in contact and controls the movement of the object. Yeah, and we're going to talk about friction. Yeah, there we go. Like Lizzo. Here we go. Number one, friction is both harmful and helpful. Friction positively affects the car movement. For instance, without friction, your car cannot move, the tires cannot push against the surface or ground to move the car, and thereby brakes cannot stop the car. On the other hand, it can cause problems too. Consider this example. Friction between any engine part only increases the temperature and thus causes engine parts to break down. Therefore, a coolant is added to keep the temperature normal. Number two, did you know weight is an important element in friction? According to the 3 laws of physics, weight is an important factor in friction. The first law says that friction is directly proportional to the weight of the object. Oh, yeah. According to the second law, it is not calculated by the volume and area of the object. The last law suggests that it's independent of the speed at which an object is active. I like that sound of friction. Okay. Did you know, number 3, different types of friction reveal different features. There are different types of friction you can experience in your daily life. Fluid friction depicts the friction between the layers of liquid crossing each other. Dry friction, my mind is not going to go there. Dry friction explains the friction between the motion of 2 solid surfaces when they come in contact. And lubrication friction is a liquid friction that a lubricant fluid divides into 2 solid surfaces. Okay, this is going a little deeper. Never mind. I'm not going there either. Okay, I'm trying to get my mind out of the gutter. Number 4, the laws of sliding friction dates back to 1493. The laws of sliding friction were introduced by Leonardo da Vinci in 1493. Unfortunately, his laws were not documented in books, and the laws remained unknown. Well, how do you get busted for a law that's not documented? Sorry, Leonardo. Okay, luckily, his laws were rediscovered by Guillaume Amatonas in 1699 and later became known as Amaton's 3 laws of dry friction. I'm sorry, Leonardo, you didn't win the dry friction laws of... Never mind. Number 5, Coulomb's law is used for calculating force of dry friction. After knowing the friction laws and understanding what friction is, Charles Augustin de Coulomb further investigated the impact of other factors in friction. He checked the normal pressure, nature of materials, size, and length of the time surfaces remained in touch with other surfaces. I should have picked a subject that didn't make me laugh so hard. Okay. Okay, number 6. Friction often heats things up. As the sliding object slows down, most of the amount of energy is transformed into heat. The friction converts ordered energy into thermal energy of heat. For example, in match lighting, the glass powder helps in creating friction that's needed for igniting flammable compounds at the time of striking process. Number 7. There's a strong connection between friction and energy. As sliding the object slows down, most of the amount of energy is transformed into heat. The friction converts ordered energy into thermal energy or heat. For example, in match lighting, I just said that. Hi. Okay. Let's go on to number 9. There we go. Friction blister is a tiny pocket of puffy raised skin with fluid is most importantly caused due to continuous pressure. Friction blister. That's like on your foot. Don't get out of the gutter. It usually occurs on the feet when fitting shoes irritate shoes for a long time. Okay. So the best way to prevent this is by wearing shoes that fit you well, meaning they should not be too tight or too loose. And if they are, don't pop a blister. It'll open by itself. Put a Band-Aid and some, like, vitamin D on it. That's what I do. Okay. Number 9. Friction is a form of energy that cannot be reused. Okay, friction is a way for a system to lose useful energy. This energy doesn't disappear and converts mostly into heat, but it could also be lost or to sound. For instance, things produce screeching or vibrating sound when they slide across the floor or other useless forms of energy. Okay, that is your daily information about friction. I don't know why it chose friction. Yes, I do. I know why I chose friction. Okay. Well, everything is going very well. I'm all getting packed up. Got to go see a few clients today, and tomorrow I'm flying out to Estados Unidos. I'm going to fly in to see my folks and watch them while my sister takes some time off to go up to see her daughter and her new grandbaby. So that'll be lovely. So I always enjoy going to the States, although I'm hearing that it is bloody hot over there right now. Everything is heating up. The ocean's heating up. It's just getting crazy up there. So we're very blessed down here. And there was no traffic until I hit the Cinta Costera yesterday. And then they must have been doing some kind of road work because it was backed up for like 30, 40 minutes. So other than that, thank you all for staying off the road. I do appreciate that. All righty. Well, the sun is beautiful this morning. I'm looking out over the city. I can see the screw tower. The tower that looks like a screw. That has nothing to do with friction. And I can see the Global Bank and some other beautiful buildings and a great big football field down there. Have you all been watching the football? I hope you have, because the Americans have been doing very well, and the Colombians actually are doing very well. They're playing extremely well, so it's going to be a toss-up who ends up in the finals. Anyways, all right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. I will be hopefully broadcasting to you from the Estados Unidos on Monday, lunes. Until then, be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day. She said our bad days when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know far son, he longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. He slipped sliding, slipped sliding away. The nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. Collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway. back with slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearest destination. Oh, you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearest destination. Oh, you slip sliding away.
Paul Simon, slip sliding away. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. That's it. We're going to take a look, see if we can find any jolly stories for this morning. We call them antidepressants. Steely Dan and Haitian Divorce.
Crazy, got to make you get away, Pop.
Steely Dan and Hyacinth Divorce, and we are 18 and a half minutes, almost exactly, before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have a new 9 this morning. And in the last hour of this morning's programme, we're checking in with Yasmin for what's happening in entertainment-wise here in Panama. And also, we'll take a look at perhaps a couple of people born on this day in the music business, really. What, where, and when, and who was born on this day. Now, looking at some news, which is not stressful. Researchers at the University of Missouri, they are using 9 different types of recycled materials. This is in the creation of asphalt pavement, hoping to discover a combination that is sustainable and will hold up as road pavement. The Mizu Asphalt Pavement and Innovation Lab added old tires, plastic waste, and 3 kinds of polyethylene, which is commonly found in plastic bags. This is into a mixture that was poured along a portion of Interstate I-55. Now, researchers are studying how the rock, asphalt, and recycled materials behave in the real world and gel together to build a road. Now, MAPIL director Bill Boutelard said in a press release, asphalt is liquefied with heat, and when you put an additive like a plastic or rubber material, you must get everything to bond together with good adhesion. His team is testing for durability and ensuring the mixture is compliant with current Environmental Protection Agency standards. And when I was reading that, I mean, that's for the roads, for the highways. How about for pavements? If you made pavement sidewalks out of a recycled material which had rubber in it, so that when you walked, it was very soft. Yes. Very soft to walk on. That would be rather nice, wouldn't it? And if they do find something which gets it all to bind together, perhaps they could let us know, because that's one of the things that our roads don't do, is it? It's bind together. Right, time on The Breakfast Show to move on musically-wise. Sowing the seeds of love from Tears of Fears.
Open heart, feel about
There we go, sowing the seeds of love, tears for fears. We're 11 minutes, well, 10 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And I was just looking at this story. How about this one? Everett Carlin has become an adventurer in recent years, going skydiving at 91 years of age and now climbing Half Dome at 93. In late July, with the help of his son, John, and granddaughter, Sydney, Carlin made it to the top of the Yosemite landmark, becoming one of the oldest people to ever achieve this feat. Well, Carlin spent several months training for the trek, going on long strolls and walking up the steps of his Oakland, California apartment building. And once he began climbing Half Dome, he realized how tricky it would be. He said, especially in areas that don't have cables for assistance. But when he successfully arrived at the top of Half Dome, the other hikers cheered and snapped photos. The power of seeing him brought so much joy and inspiration, his son told SF Gate. Finishing the climb felt fantastic, Carlin said. Just super. When you're at 93, it's a little extra special. I think it would be a little bit special for me at my age. Can hardly get out the chair. Right. I tell you what then, in the light of that little item, how about this one from Aretha Franklin? Climbing higher mountains.
Climbing,
called Give It To Me, Mr. Michael Jackson, on this morning's breakfast show. And we're just making our way up to the top of the hour. Don't forget, still to come this morning, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin, entertainment-wise, what is happening here in the Republic of Panama that we can go out and enjoy ourselves doing. So that'll be What, Where and When with Yasmin. And all being well, if we can find them, a couple of people born in this day in the world of music. But for now, if you missed the news at 8, here it comes again.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
To the year 1983 with that one, Every Breath You Take from The Police. That was off of their album, great album, brought out in 83, obviously, called Synchronicity. The song was written by Sting, and the single was the biggest US and Canadian hit of 1983 as well, topping the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart for 8 weeks. The band's only number one hit on that chart. Let's say a very good morning to Cedric. Cedric says, good morning, and asked if we could play a song for him this morning. It comes from Rocío Jurado, and it's Como Una Ola.
Grabé tu nombre en mi barca, me hice por ti marinero para cruzar los mares, surcando los deseos. Fui tan feliz en tus brazos, fui tan feliz en tu puerto, que el corazón quedó preso de tu cuerpo y de tu piel. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuego y de caricias, de espuma blanca y rumor de caracolas, como una ola. Y viajé prendida a tu tormenta, perdí el timón sin darme apenas cuenta, como una ola, tu amor creció. Prendí a tu cuello cuando te dije te amo, pero al mirarte a los ojos vi una luz de desencanto, me avergoncé de mi estrella y llorando me dormí. Como una ola, tu amor llegó a mi vida, como una ola de fuerza desmedida, sentí en mis labios tus labios de amapola, como una ola, y me escapé contigo mar adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento, como una ola. Fue tu amor como una ola. Y me escapé contigo para adentro, sin escuchar las voces en el viento, como una ola, se fue tu amor, como una ola.
And there we go, that's the Cedric this morning, como una ola. Right, at breakfast time, we are 21 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's time to tell you lot where to go. Right,
hello,
yes?
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So, we're, well, we've got plenty, we'll come to that in a minute. How was yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was very good. we've got a lot of people at the foundation, or it is BB,
mm-hmm.
because they opened their new location.
Oh, wonderful.
Here in Via España,
mm-hmm.
which is bigger with more spaces
uh-huh.
to take care of their patients and with new equipments. Thanks to the donations of different companies.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they got more technology and they are more available to
mm-hmm.
do
mm-hmm.
different tests, hearing tests for everybody.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. By the way, did you hear about the diamonds, the big diamonds that were found called the Ardoff diamonds?
No.
Ah, okay. Well, they were made into earrings. But what they found was that when people put them on,
mm-hmm.
they went deaf. Because they were the Ardoff earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't get that, did you? The diamonds were called Ardoff.
Oh.
Made into earrings, but when people put them on, uh-huh. they became Ardoff earring.
Okay.
I'll go down and lie down, I think. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm
yeah.
surprised you managed to stay here as long as you have, you know. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So that was as bad as my supercalifragilisticexpialidocious joke, yeah.
I like that one. Andres didn't like it.
No, but he didn't understand it. He didn't tick on it, but eventually he got it. I'm glad that was a success.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So whereabouts, I mean, if people want to get off in touch with them,
mm-hmm.
Can they just go along to the new place, or do they have
to? No. It's better to make their appointment.
Oh, make an appointment.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because as they do different tests, they have to be ready and, you know. So, yeah, it's better to call them before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
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 And what have you got, anything over the weekend exciting?
Today I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask me the name because it's too large to remember.
What is it you can see? Yes, I'll get my own bag for my other earrings. Trust me.
Yeah. So hopefully we're gonna laugh.
Well, I hope it's a comedy then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tomorrow I got an invitation to go to the office of DHL.
Mm.
Remember
okay.
they were advertising
yes,
with those?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because they got new cars, but electric cars for
doing their deliveries.
Yes.
Really?
So that's going to be very good.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'll tell you more on Monday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and tell them to take another ad.
Yes.
We will deliver silently. That's a good one, yes?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a catchphrase for them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the agency use it. Yeah. We deliver silently.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody else. And if you're listening, forget it. Okay? okay. And cheap because, well, running electric vehicles, I guess, not particularly cheap, but it's efficient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great news. Well done, DHL.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. Okay. Do you want me to start with the event?
Have we got much?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Today, as always, at Frank's Place, they have live music. And tonight is going to be Jazz Memoirs from 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jazz Night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, Saturday, they have Kevin Bersili.
Oh, okay.
He is the Italian voice from 8 to 10 p.m. also.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget that. Actually, Frank's Place have live music every week from Thursday to Saturday.
Oh, they do Thursday as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can enjoy the delicious food with nice music.
Because I go there on Saturday lunchtime with friends to we play a little game while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw John Carney last week because
mm-hmm.
he was setting up for the evening.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Because you got too early.
Well, it was lunchtime. He was early because he wasn't on until 8 o'clock at night. But they didn't stay there all the time. They did leave. But,
mm-hmm.
Good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Go along and say they have some great artists.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, let me see. This is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At Plaza de Independencia, or Plaza Catedral,
okay.
At Casco Antiguo, the first tourism about Coclé. Tourism fair.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to have a lot of information about tourism, gastronomy, folklore, dances, and a lot more. That's going to be this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, that'd be good. I like cooking.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, I love Pananome. And we used to go there quite a lot because we used to have some land up in Chiriguri Arriba.
Chirigi.
Is Chirigi. Chirigi Arriba.
Exactly. Nice place.
It is. Very nice up there, right up in the hills. They used to have a nice little hotel up there, which they turned into, I think it was a school eventually, which is a shame for me, but good for the kids. But yes, a lovely part of the country. And of course, really, I mean, Pananome is right in the middle of Panama.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the map, you know, the squiggle, they're basically in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, lovely. If you haven't been to Pananome, go and have a drive out one Sunday and see. It's quite nice.
Yeah, they have different places that are very nice there. And also, if you want to stay at Casco Antiguo or in the area, after four, there's another fair, but this is at Parque de Santa Ana.
Ah, okay.
Which is close, no? To the other one. And this starts at 4. They're going to have a great concert with the Orquesta Municipal Son Cultura. So you can go first to the Plaza de la Independencia Catedral, and then go to Plaza Santa Ana, Parque Santa Ana, and listen to this great orchestra.
Oh, excellent.
That's on Sunday. Okay, let me tell you about who was born.
Okay, who was born on this day in music. We're going to start.
The first one is the best one.
Okay.
Louis Armstrong. He was born in 1901. Singer, band leader, trumpet. Had many hits, including the 1964 US number one, Hello Dolly. 1968 UK number one, What a Wonderful World. Plus, When the Saints Go Marching In. And Misbehaving. And We Have All the Time in the World. It was amazing.
I've got the song, What a Wonderful World. Should we sing along?
Yes, please.
Okay, one, two, three.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my singing bit. Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of music we need every day.
We do, don't we? Lovely if we want to stay asleep.
No, that's lovely.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try and find some lovely songs taking us to the end of the program, shall I?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay, and let me tell you, tomorrow there's a very nice exhibition, photography exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
At, this is the building Archivos Nacionales. Do you know where is it?
No.
It's
no.
A huge, beautiful, big building.
Really? What's that?
I guess that's Avenida Peru, where the municipio is, next to the municipio.
Tribunal Electoral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of nice architecture.
Yeah, I must admit I've never really gone down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be free. And the exhibition is called Natura Sensación by the artist Lourdes Paredes Wong.
Okay.
So that there's going to be her exhibition, I mean the opening, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, everybody is invited to go. Also, there's going to be a free contemporary dance class for kids.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
From 7 to 15 years old. This is organized by Programa Enlaces in Santa Ana. So you can go to their Instagram account, Programa Enlaces, and register because they're going to have free classes tomorrow and next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow and the 19th, August 19th. They're going to have two classes for free for kids.
Oh,
that's going to be nice.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes. And let me tell you the last one.
Okay.
Museo, El Via Museo. They're going to have the museum at night.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next Saturday, August 12th. From 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., they're going to have live music. You can do all the tour at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be selling food, drinks, and so much more. You can get your tickets right now for this great event.
Oh, that's great. Excellent.
That's going to be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At night, that's going to be cool. Okay, let me tell you the second one who was born today in music. That was Aylesbury Hobbs from The Drifters. Is that a man, right?
Yeah, let's go back in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1936. In 1960, US number one and UK number two single, Save the Last Dance for Me.
From The Drifters.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance, every dance with the guy that gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand underneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Ooh,
oh I know
that the music's
yes,
fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh I know.
Laugh and sing,
yes,
but while we're apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Yes,
cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Ooh, baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I would never, never let you go. I love you oh so much.
You can dance.
Go carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's
This is the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
The Drifters and the Save the Last Dance for Me. Remember that one, did you?
Yes, that's another one, lovely.
Yeah, another lovely song. Well, mm-hmm. I said I'm going to try and find lovely songs to take us to the end of this morning's program.
Mm-hmm.
You never know your luck. All right, yes, we have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
We've got a busy week next week, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
I think we're fully booked up with interviews.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Go sick or something. Only joking. Well, have a great weekend, yes.
Thank you.
And
you
best wishes to Ian.
Thank
you. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
And starting with nice music, we're going to start with Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Nobody's home. and love so distant and obscure remains the cure.
Voice Shirley Bassey and All By Myself. Before that was Gladys Knight and the Pips, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. And what we're doing right now, we're playing nice music, taking us all the way out of today's program.
Feeling nothing more than feeling, trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again.
Feeling, oh, 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 feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
Again in my feelings like I've never had you again in my heart. Feelings for my life, I feel it. I wish I've never met you, girl. Come again. Feelings, feelings like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life.
Feeling, oh, oh,
in my arms. Feeling, oh, 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 feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
Drumming my bells, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Killing her softly with his song. That, of course, is Roberta Flack. And back in the old days, yes, in Back Yonder, Johnny Mathis, who was one of my favourite crooners of the time, and is still going strong, by the way, he brought out an album called Killing Me Softly with His Song. Now, he did some absolutely brilliant covers over the many, many years. He used to bring out some great albums with his distinctive voice. And this is off of that album, Killing Me Softly with His Song. It's called And I Love You So.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free.
But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too, your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is free, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. This is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows
goes, yes, Mr. Johnny Mathis, and I Love You So. How about that for nice music? Made a change, didn't it? Well, we play all nice music, just different. Right, if you are keeping on the time, well, it's time for me to go, myself and Yasmin. Time for us to make our way out of the studio, do something else for the next few days. It's all going to be rather nice. Thanks go out, of course, to this morning to Ingrid, who couldn't stop giggling this morning. And her freaky fun facts for this Friday. Also, of course, as I just mentioned, to Yasmin for what, where and when on a Friday, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, and people born on this day in music. Right. Big thanks also goes out to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom, who gets a lot of our background information for us here on the show, and to the boys and girls at Group of Grad who keep us up and running. I know that our friend Isaac has had a bit of a flu or a cold. It's affecting his voice. Well, get well soon, Isaac. All right, if you're listening, do get well. And also, let's remind you, after we finished, stay tuned. 2-Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi. So do hang around for that. Great programming right through the day here on Call FM. And last but not least, to all of you lot, yes, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Call FM. Back with you on Monday, 7 o'clock in the morning. Have a great weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, as I always say, please, please, please do it carefully. I want to be talking to you on Monday morning, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.